Hold on, girl. Let me take this. Hold on. Hello? You ain't gotta like me, but you gonna like what I have to say. Welcome. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to episode 5. It's your girl, Margaret, as always. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, pressing play, subscribing, following, fast forwarding, rewinding back, because we know you always missing some shit. Okay. Either way, I definitely appreciate the love and support. So, welcome to 2021. Look, I heard 2021 is starting next week. And according to my life and some of the activities I was participating in, 2021 starts like the third week of January for me. I'm just saying. Anyway, how y'all doing though? It's been a minute. I've been on break. Y'all already know. I mean, look, I'm not going to even get into the where I've been at, why I haven't dropped, da-da-da-da-da. Just know I'm back. I'm back like I never left. And that's all that matters. Okay? Before I get into today's episode, I got some exciting things popping off. I actually have the No IG Niggas music video dropping on January 11th. So 1/11. Yes, yes, yes. And I'm super, super excited. It's actually a cartoon animated version, cartoon or whatever that I actually created. I've been wanting to do something really creative with this song because I was not able to drop it on Cutting Season the EP because of some copyright issues or whatever with Apple. Either way though, it is dropping officially on Spotify. All of those links will be found in the description bar of this episode. I'm excited. Just saying. Outside of that though, really quickly, I also want to still thank you guys so much for pressing play, for streaming Cutting Season. I didn't really do a lot of promotion with Cutting Season because I was going through some personal stuff, but your girl closed out with over 20,000 streams in 2020. So I got to the bag. Just fucking saying. I do plan on doing a Clear the Air really soon just to kind of bring you guys up to speed because, you know, your girl always has a rant. But today's episode is not about that. So let's just get right into it. It is 2021 and it's a new year, new start, new beginning for a lot of people. When I was promoting last year Cutting Season, especially with opening up season 3 with the title of Cutting Season, I didn't even think when I was talking about this shit from the summer up until the point of this drop that Cutting Season was actually going to be the theme of 2020. Cutting Season was all about just cutting away people, places, things, etc. that just no longer serve us. In most matters though, including for myself, I noticed that love was the topic to cut away. There that is. So yeah, so now that we're in a new year, new space, new energy, etc., that I should take a time and a moment to create a countdown for you guys to talk about growth. Because essentially, if you did play into Cutting Season, then in turn, that should have aided in your growth. So before we get into the gist of today's episode, if you are an original person that comes here or a newbie, as you may or may not know, these are my thoughts and sentiments. So take what you need and leave the rest at the damn door. You know what I'm saying? Okay, listen. Growth, by definition, is the same as evolution. Growth is change. According to the dictionary, growth is an increase in physical size. Growth is actually based on perspective. And look, while there are several definitions to define growth, I don't feel like a lot of people are willing to teach others how to get there. And more importantly, I find a problem in the textbook definition of growth. Because often growth, especially on the internet, is determined on what's tangible, the material world. See, society has conditioned us to believe that growth is this tangible thing. We don't want to talk about the spiritual growth, the mental growth, emotional growth, etc. We want to talk about what steps we took to gain this particular material thing to this particular level that is tangible for the rest of the world to see. And that's problematic. Whereas on my flip side of things, I feel like growth comes from a more spiritual, emotional, and a mental standpoint. That there, although it's intangible, it is more valuable. And I feel like the tangible aspect of growth will follow if and only when we have our shit together, spiritually, mentally, and emotionally. Just saying. So today's countdown will be focusing on how we can reach our higher self. And how, in turn, in reaching our higher self, we can then reach higher goals. So, let's get into it. Oh, so, there's about 4 things on this countdown. I wanted to keep it pretty simple because, again, this is a different twist on growth. And, yeah, I mean, I hope it resonates. So, let's just get right the fuck into it. coming in at number one, and I think this is just number one for anything on this fucking planet if you are looking to grow the fuck up or grow. It's facing reality. You need to face your reality. You need to sit down and assess your life. I need you guys to look at all the things you're attracting and create a pros and cons list. Everything on the con side is what you have to eliminate, and everything on the pro side is what you have to elevate. Facing our reality is a tough pill to swallow because many of us fail to want to see our reality for what it is. See, it's easier for us to blame external factors like lack of education, childhood trauma, poor choices in friendships and relationships, goddamn work, rather than us seeing our reality as a creation from our own choices. We choose this reality. We chose this life. We chose this circle. So the question of the day then is that, are you happy with the choices you made? And if you're not, are you willing to fix it? More importantly, are you willing to draw the line in the sand and eliminate what's not growing? And don't get it twisted. This shit is not some shit you just wake up and it happens, okay? Sometimes motherfuckers have to go through real life things, like a real wake-up call, a real fucking event to be like, oh my God, this shit is crazy. I need to fucking change this shit. I'm not fucking happy. For me, it took me being in a toxic, abusive relationship, really a marriage, actually, to realize that I chose to escape my reality rather than face it. See, I was living in a toxic environment at my mom's house. So I had a toxic family dynamic, which I wanted to leave ever so desperately. I went away to college, and then I came back. And that didn't work out. I had to stay there. And while I worked and while I went to school locally, I still wanted out. So I fell in love with the first thing that looked like love. And rather than even taking my time to getting to know this person, and rather than even me taking a stand and having boundaries, despite all the red flags, I chose to still go forward. Why? Because I felt like this partner, and in choosing to love this partner, although they were wrong, would still get me to my sense of freedom. Because being married meant independence. It meant then stability somewhere else, my own space, etc. And while I did get free, so to speak, on a physical realm, emotionally speaking, I was never growing. And it wasn't until I was tired of being in this emotional turmoil that I figured out I needed to change something. And I can tell you this much, like, not everybody will have this tower moment or this moment of something so traumatic like that to realize that they're not happy, because some people will continue the cycle. But I knew that coming in to have all this glamorized home life, a house, a car, whatever, that I was empty, that I was like, no. I need to get real with this shit. So I feel like once you figure out the cause to your turmoil, the lane you create becomes so clear. And essentially, there's going to be no traffic ahead, because then you're going to know what you want, what you need, what you value, etc. But you have to face reality. Some people like to live in this fantasy and, you know, rely too much on faith and hope that shit will turn in their favor. And I'm telling you, that wheel would not turn until you fucking see what the fuck is holding the wheel up. So get your shit together. Just saying. Moving on. Coming in at number two, and this is equally important, baggage. We all come with baggage, okay? And if somebody tell you they don't come with baggage, they a whole fucking lie. I'm just saying. Now, what kind of baggage is really dependent on the motherfucker. But what's very common for a lot of people is childhood trauma, trust issues, toxic traits, abandonment issue. The list fucking goes on. All this luggage that we carry are filled with things we often don't need to carry, but choose to carry in case we need it. Let's kind of just take this into a factor of like a vacation. It's like when you overpack for a vacation. You bring as much as you can, so you have options, you have choices, just a backup plan. Because the idea of being certain with what's in your suitcase is fucking scary. Think about it. You're hundreds to thousands of miles away. So why the fuck would I want to leave all my options at home? I want to be on vacation and not have choices. That's scary. Instead, though, I feel like if we were to pack light and with certainty, the travel that we have will be less heavier. And side note, how many times have you been walking through the airport and you see motherfuckers lugging these heavy ass suitcases, struggling, looking stupid as fuck, with the mask on, sweating their life away? I vote no, dead ass. Look, the baggage we carry into our everyday life is heavy, all right? We build walls and guards towards people and situations because we were often conditioned to build these things because of the choices others have made to us. Let's just keep it real. For example, our love language and mechanism stems from the consequences of the choices that our parents made and their parents made when they were choosing love. And in turn, we often choose similar or the opposite in matters of love. But often in choosing the latter, we have these walls, right? Standing extra tall because we fear becoming what we were conditioned to be, or because we work so hard to prevent it. Because I don't want to be my parent. I don't want to be those choices. I don't want to have my kids or whatever to have these consequences. And we're bringing along so much baggage. And don't get it twisted. Sometimes baggage is good, okay? But more than often, that motherfucker's a block. Baggage is a fucking block, okay? Let's just keep it a stack. It's good, but it's a block. Okay, sometimes baggage is a block from rolling the dice on this out-of-box job field that we could actually fall in love with. Our baggage keeps us trapped in a cycle of holding arms up and not open at all because we pack so extra. And it don't make sense. It just don't. It's so self-sabotaging to carry your baggage into one situation to the next. Blocking your heart from love, blocking your inspiration to create, blocking your ability to actually do a certain job that other people say you can't. Or maybe you're living in the shadows of someone else because they say this is the way you're supposed to live your life. So you carry this baggage because you're like, I have to be this way. Or maybe you choose to rebel to the fullest extreme because, again, you were conditioned to live this traditional life and aspect that you're like, I'm gonna rebel. I'm gonna exit out of this shit. And you're so fucking so far so gone that you're reckless as fuck. A block. All that shit is blocks. Okay? And for me, it took a lot for me to release my baggage. And I'm still releasing my baggage, okay? That shit is a one day at a time type of thinking. Just saying. But one thing that I've learned, at least last year in 2020, was that I noticed that my baggage has hindered my perspective to think. You know, I feel like sometimes I always have to be at war with things. You know, I always have to answer to things. I always have to give my energy to things. And 9 times out of 10, it's not even a fucking war. It's a battle, a small battle. And it's even a battle that doesn't even fucking matter. And I feel like we should use our baggage as an outline for the things that we don't want to hold space with. But we shouldn't use it to keep space out. So check your fucking baggage at the door. Just saying. Moving on. Coming in at 3. And this is a common theme, darling. Stagnant ass fucking friends and family. Yeah, they get that title. Look, I think we all know this so well. A lot of people vote on keeping toxic friends and family off the ship, okay? They get voted the fuck off. You gotta go. You gotta walk. Walk the plank. You gotta go. And I'm here for it. But I feel like we need to go ahead and vote these motherfucking stagnant motherfuckers off the boat, too. They gotta go. Walk the plank. Get the fuck off. Just saying. Look, I'm in no way, shape, or form trying to tell you to act better than people, but if a motherfucker is not growing, if it's not clicking, if your vibration is on decline, they gotta fucking go. They gotta fucking go. I'm so sorry, but them motherfuckers gotta go. I stress this shit so much, for reals. Going back to the beginning of today's episode, we talked about growth being part of evolution. Evolution is change, okay? And not everybody can pull up to your change. I'm just gonna fucking say that shit. And that just is what it is, okay? Not everybody's gonna be able to come and climb to your motherfucking ladder. And, you know, some motherfuckers have more weight than other motherfuckers. Just saying. Some motherfuckers really cannot climb the ladder. You know, their stamina, whatever's wrong with their muscles, I don't know. But look, they gotta go, okay? Don't get it twisted. In a perfect, ideal thinking world, it would be beautiful to have a tribe of friends from the 90s grow old with you. But baby, if they are not on my level, I got to lead them at their level and continue the fuck up. Often we will stunt our growth because our circle can't catch up. I'm gonna repeat that. We will stunt our growth because our circle can't catch up. And I'm sorry, but this is the season to stop feeling bad for that homie that can't get their shit together. Stop trying to level motherfuckers up that can't even level themselves up. I'm telling you, like, stop. That energy that you're putting into a motherfucker that don't give a fuck about themselves can be put into you. I promise you, it's wasted energy. That can be spent on walking to Starbucks and getting your favorite coffee for self-care. Deadass. Moving on. Look, I used to always think that I gotta put my people on. And granted, it's true. Like, I'm not sitting here saying, oh, leave motherfuckers your day ones alone. No. But listen, if a motherfucker ain't working for theirs, I'm not doing no handout. No, you're not getting my ideas. No, you're not getting my creations. No, you're not getting my time. You're not doing shit for yourself. I'm not handing you nothing. No clues. Just saying. No. Last year, I had to let go a lot of people that just was stuck on the same chapter. I mean, a bitch got done and read an entire book and them motherfuckers is still on chapter 2 or 3. I'm out here walking them through the chapters. Trying to break down the book. No. You have to let people want it for themselves. You can't ever want something more for someone if they don't want it more for themselves. It's just so fucking stupid. And it's pointless. It's a waste of time. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes motherfuckers struggle with seeing their light. And that's something that they have to come to terms with. And I'm sorry, but this star over here, she's shining for herself. No thanks. Can't do it. The other part of it, too, is that reciprocity is so key and it's lackluster in these situations. Often you're giving, and these motherfuckers just taking. And even when they're taking, you don't even see the progress. Hell no. So, I'm gonna need y'all to really let motherfuckers like that go, because it ain't worth the time. Let's move on. All right, coming in at number 4, and this is the last one, accepting who you are. I love this one. Look, society, the gram, your mama has all conditioned us to overcome so many traits and behaviors because they're labeled as quote unquote bad. Oh, if you operate like this, you're bad. Oh, if you do this in this way, you give energy there, you do da-da-da-da, you're bad. Shut the fuck up. Sometimes some traits that we possess actually aid us in our growth. Now look, and I'm gonna just make this a side note, okay? Because I'm only talking to a specific group of people here. Now, if you're operating from a space of denial and lack of accountability and everything you do stunts your growth, blocks an opportunity, you really need to change and you need to go to therapy. And that's that. I'm talking about the motherfuckers that know how to work with the shadow and the light. I'm talking about the motherfuckers that can understand and see how sometimes certain traits and behaviors have stunted their growth, have sabotage situations, but also they can see and flip it into a positive, into helping aid them, into taking them forward to the next step. For example, I'm very feisty, okay? I have a lot of fire energy. I'm fire, okay? Sometimes your girl can go 0 to 1,000 and I be on 1,000. I be giving 1,000 somewhere. And I'm learning in my life that my energy don't need always 1,000 in certain situations. Instead, there's certain situations that do require 1,000. Right? Like my boundaries, taking a stand for something. Or maybe I want to really sit here and get a certain contract. If I want to be really driven on growing my business, I can channel that level, that intensity there. That's positive. I'm not going to come from a place or operate where I'm going to be victim. That because my personality traits and the decisions and choices that I make, right, my shadows have caused me to be in situations and circumstances that obviously fucking block my growth. I'm not going to blame other people. No. Instead, I know who I am, and I've come to terms with who I am, and I've accepted who I am, and I'm understanding that I need to learn how to temper that and apply it in other areas that work, okay? So I'm fully aware of me, and I actually love that about me, and sometimes I feel like people like me, we come from a space where people judge us, and we're often misunderstood. I could be a true testament to this shit and say that a majority of my life, a lot of people struggle to understand me. See, I'm energy, I'm fire. And often people look at my my vibrance, my ability to take leadership, you know what I mean? My spark, all that shit from afar, they love it. They're attracted to it. But when I bring it to the table and when it's brought in a situation, circumstance that requires it, at least to me and my personal beliefs, then and only then is that, oh no, that's bad. And granted, when you sit back and you look back, you're like, well, did it really need my energy in that intensity? Maybe not so much. That's okay. But I'm learning that there's other areas in my life that require that level of intensity. And it can be done in a positive way. But when we come to a place of accepting who we are, I'm asking people not to filter yourself, though. You understand? Obviously, if you have a tendency to blow up 9 times out of 10 and it always ends in this fucking crash and burn, yeah, I mean, you need anger management. Get your shit together. But if you do have a tendency where, again, there is a sense of balance in it, or maybe if it's just hindering one area, you need to take it from that area and apply it to an area that's lacking, is what I'm saying. But more importantly, I feel like when we accept who we are and we embrace it and we own it, we're stepping into our power. You know, often a lot of people spend a lot of time spending the entirety of their life trying to heal and change behaviors and traits. And I don't know about nobody else, but I'm not trying to spend a lifetime healing and changing shit. I'm trying to understand who I am, accept who I am, figure out how to apply that to areas that are needed, taper it where it's not needed or remove it, and live my fucking life. Healing doesn't need to be this consistent, lifelong thing. Change doesn't have to be that either. We have to get to a place of comfort. And I think that first comes with accepting who we are. And I mean, obviously, if you don't know who you are, then you need to go look within. Now, granted, there are some shadows, obviously. We all have a dark side, okay? And there are some shadows that we have. And there's nothing wrong with these shadows. There really is not. As long as you're working with light. You know, I think we have a tendency that when we have this darkness that we want to tuck it away, hide it, mask it with light. And I'm saying to work with it. It should be a collaboration. You should be collaborating with your dark side. It should not be your light masking the dark. When you have a mask on, I promise you, it won't work. Things that you put your energy into where you are masking your darkness with light will never go to fruition. It will never work. Why? Because you're wearing a mask. Work with what the fuck you are. I hope that shit makes sense. It's just I'm tired of people wearing these masks. And it's so disappointing because it's like there's people like me who are awakened and I've been doing the work. And so I've come to a place of acceptance that, you know, this is who I am, light and dark. And we're collaborating. I don't need to mask one over the other. And I just don't understand why everybody is so fixated on masking their darkness with light. Why do we always have to be looked at so positively? Why? Why are we so fixated on that? There's no genuineness behind that. And if you're operating out of a space out of that, it's not authentic. And if you're not operating authentically, what makes you believe that anything you put your energy to will become authentic? Wake up. Y'all motherfuckers is weird. Just saying. Anyway, so let's close this out a bit. Final thoughts here. Overall, I feel like growth is a process. And while there's 4 things on this list, there's probably 50 million other things you can do to grow. And don't get it twisted. Yes, there are goals, there are things we can do to get the tangible. But I feel like if we work on the tangible will come. Those material things, they can be easily bought. Just saying. You can't buy your soul. You can't buy a spirit. You can't buy emotional fulfillment. You can't buy your mental health. I'm just fucking saying. So I need motherfuckers to grow. And I feel like right now for me, coming out of cutting season and going into, you know, this a new season, that's what I'm calling it, a new season, has been really exhausting, which is part of the reason of my absence. You know, I was in a place, especially during cutting season, believe it or not, and I mean, this may sound crazy to people, but those who are woke, they get it. Earlier last year, I had been in a place of darkness and, you know, going through a cycle that I knew needed to end, but because I kept believing and thinking that a situation, circumstance would see the light, you know, I stuck it out. And in turn, I do feel like part of me lost myself and part of me feels like, you know, I developed a lot of, you know, codependency issues, abandonment issues, trust issues were even more elevated than before, etc. But it brought out, I feel like, a lot of darkness that didn't make sense to me at the time. And then I finally went through, I feel like, a period of just some spontaneous awakening where it was like a blue flame effect where I finally was able to take this and activate, and then boom, it made sense. And it's kind of crazy because over the summertime, I began manifesting about cutting season. See, when I said cutting season, never once did it cross my mind that it literally will become an actual season of my life. And more importantly, when I started to then talk to people in my circle, outside my circle, a lot of people were going through the same synchronization of cutting people off. And it was similar events, it was similar patterns, it was similar cycles closing out. And I think a lot of us as a community also went through something like that. With that said, in going through this cutting season period, it really forced me to look within and look heavy within myself to ask myself, why did I attract these things? I really had to go through and face my own reality and say, yo, like, what's wrong with you, bro? You know what I'm saying? Granted, I already went through an era in my life when I was dealing with a marriage and all these other things, and I came to those realizations already. That was in one chapter. But with last year in particular, and I feel like, and again, I've always have put so much gratitude into COVID happening. I know a lot of people hate COVID, but I'm super grateful that COVID happened, because that period of isolation, okay, us having to go into hermit mode, I don't know about nobody else, but I'm so grateful for it because it really helped me to go within. And there's so many things that I'm battling as a person, emotionally, spiritually, mentally, etc., that has really helped me to come to a realization of where my value lies. You understand what I mean? What my new boundaries are, what I'm willing to accept and what I shouldn't accept, okay? And the other biggest part on the flip side of this shit is that now I'm getting to see the reality of other people. You know, sometimes we live in this fantasy life because we're so busy with work. We have these distractions. So when you're in hermit mode, and you have nothing to look towards but other than the person in front of you, I promise you, you get to see reality. And it took a lot within me to accept that reality. And I'm still trying to accept that reality. But I'm aware, though, in accepting the closure of this chapter, accepting that, you know, the people that were once in my circle are not really who I thought they were, because I wasn't willing and open to face my own reality of what I was attracting and who I was choosing, etc. And I wasn't working with my light and my dark, that I'm grateful, because I know now growth is on the horizon. And a lot of people can't come to that. And it hurts. It hurt. Being able and willing to accept a chapter closing and not seeing people for what they used to be and seeing them for who they are, that shit hurt. It hurts. And sometimes we'll fight it, sometimes we'll mask it, sometimes we'll make excuses for it, but we can't, because you can't change what really is. You just can't. So for me, I'm just really, really grateful that I finally closed out this karmic cycle in my life. And I don't know about how anybody else felt in 2020 and even going now into 2021, I'm grateful. And I'm not gonna even lie to y'all, like, even up until before recording this episode, I had the craziest week, okay? The week where I went into my shadows, my dark side, but I'm telling you, my guides was talking, and even with the messages I got, like, I still was standing in my power. Even if it looked like I regressed, even if it looked like I was resorting to habits that people label as bad, I stood in my fucking power. Why? Because I started to see people without their mask. And I stood up to that. And that's all growth. And I feel like if we get to a place spiritually, mentally, emotionally, of doing these steps, that's freedom. I don't know about nobody else, but I want to be free. For my people out there who are on this journey, or pretend to be on this journey, or sought out people to project the things that they feel about themselves and have them participate in a cycle that's not even needed. I mean, I really hope you guys do the work. I really do. Like, anybody that I let go in 2020, even in the start of this year, like, I have no regrets. I'm not gonna lie. I don't have any regrets. I don't. If anything, I have so much gratitude in, you know, them and the universe and just showing me who people really are. And if anything, it breaks my heart that there's some people that's just not on this journey, because this journey is so freeing, you know. And one part of what I'm dealing with now and I'm learning to let go is I can't keep questioning why people choose what they choose. The choice is made. And that's the thing. We just have to face the fact that they made the choice and we chose to. So, yeah, I mean, if you are or are not on this journey either way, I encourage y'all to stick to it or get on it, period. It's freeing as fuck. And I'm not saying this shit happens overnight because I'm still working through it. But I've come to a place of contentment in my life with this shit that I'm like, yo, like, I have now new healing to do. Now that I've done all of this and now that I know what it is and now that I know people and how they are without their masks, now I know how to heal. And now my boundaries are up and they're more sturdy. And now I know who, where, when, why, and how to let them down for. Just saying. And I hope that for everybody one day. Anyway, I thank you guys so much for tuning in to today's episode. Sorry for going on a rant. I really hope it made sense. Y'all know what it is. But yeah, I mean, I definitely am working towards bringing more episodes and bringing back more consistency. You know, some of the things I've been going through have really had some creative blocks. I've been focusing more on the music, of course, as well, too. But I have been going through some emotional things that have created some creative blocks. But I'm working on being back. So I'm getting there. So in the meantime, if you still are interested, feel free to continue to stream Cut and Season the EP. No IG Niggas is dropping on Spotify on 111 and the music video on YouTube. And as always, I'm just so grateful that you guys still press play. And for that, I'll let y'all go. Bye.